And staying with International Women's Day theme, there's a tragically vast array of issues one can choose from on which to shine the spotlight. From girl soldiers in Africa, to political repression in Iran, to unequal job opportunities in Europe and in the United States. But today I have chosen to talk about what I feel is a particularly difficult and painful reality, one that sometimes feels just too close to home, as it statistically affects the staggering number of 1 in 4 women in their lifetime. It's domestic violence, and although I discovered it is chronically underreported, estimates show it's the largest cause of death worldwide in women aged 19 to 44. More than war, cancer, or motor car accidents, domestic violence occurs across society, regardless of age, race, sexuality, wealth, and geography. The person who agreed to talk to me about it is Jen Billinge, a lawyer who works for Coventry Cyrenians in the UK, an organisation that provides accommodation for single homeless people and has a women's advice service which can help in emergency situations.
At the moment, I'm working in a supported housing project. It's not quite a refuge, so it's not just for women escaping domestic violence, but we help women who are in crisis and have nowhere else to go to. We provide, first of all, hostel accommodation. So we've got 3 hostels for single women, and we've got 6 hostels for women and their children, just single units. And we provide practical and emotional help to try and help them move on into their own tenancies and to build up confidence and life skills and help them move into their own properties. I also do floating support with women in their own homes, women who've got problems with things like drugs, alcohol, domestic violence, and we help, again, to build up their skills so that they can learn to live independently again.
Jen, what is your background? How did you happen upon this very special branch of activity?
I was doing law at university, and I didn't really like doing the work experience in offices and stuff, so when I finished, I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, and I joined up with Community Service Volunteers, and they're a group which place young people in projects all over the country, and they happened to put me in a supported housing project in Coventry, and I just loved the work. So once I'd finished doing the voluntary work there, they gave me a paid job, and I've just been doing that ever since. After I finished the volunteering work, I did start specialising more in helping women escaping domestic violence, and the work was really interesting and rewarding, and I enjoyed it.
It must be very hard, though, to come across such dramatic realities every day. I've been reading that the statistics are really shocking. 1 in 4 women experience domestic violence in their lifetime.
Yes, it's really quite high, and that's just the reported statistics as well. You'll find that a lot of women don't report every incident that happens because they're scared to, they're still in the situation. And a lot of the time as well, they begin to think it's normal or it's their fault, so they just don't ask for help anymore. And yes, you see a lot of very difficult things. You hear a lot of stories about injuries, you see the injuries, people being locked up, and all sorts of emotional abuse as well as the physical stuff. It's hard to see, but it's also good to see people coming out of it. And when they come to you at first, they're really scared and they've got nothing, but then you can help them towards getting their life back, getting a house, being able to settle back into normal life again after surviving such a horrible ordeal.
Now, in your experience, do most of these women manage to overcome their experience and make a new life for themselves and for their children? Or do many of them stay trapped in this horrible circle of violence?
It really depends on each person. I think the average statistic is that a lot of women return to their violent partner about 9 times before they manage to make the final break. Obviously, that's not the same for everybody, but a lot of women do manage to go ahead and get settled again. But a lot of people choose to cope with the violence in ways like alcohol and drugs, and sometimes can go into quite a spiral, which it's hard to get out of. But with the right support and knowing that there is help out there, people can come back and get support from the agencies when they need it.
Can you tell us more or less, who are the abusers? Is there an identikit of the typical abuser?
Again, no, there isn't any way to tell who's more likely or who's not likely to actually hurt another person. You hear all sorts of stories about how if you've been abused before, then you're more likely to abuse again, but that's not proved at all. And there's a lot of people out there who just, you wouldn't guess, because they are high-ranking police officers or people who work for housing. You just can't tell who is more likely to be an abuser than anybody else.
But, Jen explained, whatever form it takes, domestic violence is rarely a one-off incident. More usually, she said, it's a pattern of abusive and controlling behaviour through which the abuser basically seeks power over his victim. You see the women who approach you right from the beginning. How do you classify a person or a woman as being a victim of domestic violence? What are the signs?
Well, the definition that I look at the moment is from the Coventry Domestic Violence and Abuse Partnership. And they say that domestic violence and abuse is any violent or abusive behaviour, whether physical, sexual, psychological, emotional, financial or verbal, which is used by one person to control and dominate another with whom they have or have had an intimate or family-type relationship. And that's a really, really wide variety of things. You can't say that a person experiencing domestic violence will have one particular set of symptoms, and because it is so different depending on the situation and the person. And what a lot of people don't realise is that it's not just about being hit. There's a lot of other things which are just as damaging, like the emotional abuse, being told that you're worthless year after year after year. You eventually believe it and you've got very low self-esteem. There's depression involved, post-traumatic stress, all sorts of things. You can't really say that it's the same for each person.
What about common traits amongst these women? Does domestic violence cut across class, ethnicity, religion?
Oh, it cuts across everybody. Anybody can experience domestic violence. Had people with really good jobs who've been experiencing this and have had to escape, down to just anybody, really. Lots of different religions, lots of different income groups. You can't say that any one person is more likely to become a victim than another.
Jen, you were saying that at your refuge, you offer a refuge to children as well, to the children.
Yes.
Of the women. What effects does the domestic violence have on these children?
It can have quite serious effects. Even if the child doesn't see the violence happening or doesn't directly get hit by a person, they usually know it's happening. They can usually hear something, or they see the bruises on their parent, or they are told by their parents what's going on. So it affects them, and it can cause depression, it can cause separation anxiety, it can cause behavioural problems in school or bedwetting, all sorts of things. It's quite a big area of research at the moment, and they're looking at all the effects that this has on the children.
Saying how much you enjoyed the work when you first went to the refuge, and I was imagining how hard it must be to have to live with such pain every day. What are the challenges for you, and what are the rewards such a difficult job give you?
I mean, the main reward is to be able to see people who've come to you when they're at their wits' end, really distressed, and being able to get things together and move on with their lives. And they don't need support anymore. That's the main aim of what I do. But it's not always that easy, because people have been damaged by their experiences. There's depression involve post-traumatic stress. People sometimes develop coping strategies using drugs, alcohol, which can impact on other people who are actually living in the hostel with them. And the main challenge is knowing that somebody's been through so much and why they're acting the way they are, but knowing that you have to protect other people, and sometimes you have to stop working with a person who's hurting the other people around them. And that's always very sad, because you do understand why it's happening, but at the same time you have a job to do.
Is there any hope out there? Are statistics showing us that women are coming out into the open, more is being done, or is the situation rather stagnant?
There's certainly a lot more work being done to raise awareness around domestic violence. I think late last year there was a series of programmes on the BBC around domestic violence. Anything that raises awareness and makes women realise that there is help out there is a good thing. Certainly since I first started working in this sector, I've seen a lot more developments happening, a lot more advertising of services, and like I said, things on TV, radio. There is hope that it will get better. It's always going to be a difficult thing, because I guess there's a kind of element of it's always worse for somebody else, so you don't think anybody would believe you or anybody would give you the help you need, but the help is there, and that's what needs to be got across.
Yes, that's what Jen has been saying again and again. The fear, the shame, or simply the acceptance of living with an abusive partner are the main reasons so many women stay trapped in the violence. Bruises, broken bones, psychological and emotional damage often seem easier to deal with than all the unknowns that breaking out of an abusive relationship entails. It is to these women, these millions of women, that Jen says there is help.
There are services to help people who are experiencing domestic violence, and even though it's scary to take that first move, there are people who can help, and you don't have to put up with any sort of abuse. No one deserves it.